Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Tes, and we are on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. We're in the discussions of the Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMabul is yesterday's discussion. We are up to where Noach just sent out the Yonah, and the Yonah came back with a Alei Zayis Taraf Pafiha, with a leaf of an olive tree ripped off in its mouth. And Chazal quote that this message is that she says, I want to get my food directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Murim Kizayis, and in your hand, and not Metukim Midvash with other people. Right? It's one of those important sources in the topic of making a living. Right? This one has to be learned with the Gemara in Brachas or Menachas, Machlokas Tanaim, about Min HaNegvahem Derech Eretz, or rather, Yasad the Ganecha versus learning. So that's Machlokas Tanoim. So this is part of that larger discussion. But I just wanted to add note one Ramban. The Ramban on this pasuk in Bereishis talking about where was this olive tree? Where was the tree? I thought everything was destroyed during the Mabul. So where was this tree? So Mipshuto shel pasuk zeh, says the Ramban, the pashas is Yireh shelo ne'akru ha'ilanos v'lo nemchu b'mabul ki lo hayasham nachal shotef ba'avur ki nismali kol ha'olamayim. It sounds like that there were trees left, right? Because where else would this leaf come from? Aval, like the Ramban does many times, I'll say what the pshat is, and then I'll say what Chazal say. Aval b'breishas rabba amru mehecha nevia oso Rabbi Levi amar mehar hamishcha hevi oso. Harazesim, right? Harazesim, because of the olive tree. Why they bred it from Harazesim? To the toughest ara to Yisrael, but ma'id mabula. Because there was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Chazal say in the Medrash. Vihine, meaning what? The Rabban explains, Kavanasam, Shenekru ha'ilanus v'nimachu b'mkomos ha'mabul, v'yav ki yihel ala navel. All over the world there was a mabul which included all the trees getting uprooted. But what does it mean? There was no mabul in Eretz Yisrael. It means there was no source of mabul. Meaning the ma'ayanos to home rabba weren't open there. Avalamayim nispashtu b'chol ha'olam. But it has to be that Eretz Yisrael still got wet. The waters went from the rest of the world to Eretz Yisrael. V'kisu kol harim v'gvolim v'shvatachas kol ha'shamayim, and he covered all the mountains. Why? V'ein saviv Eretz Yisrael geder la'akev hamayim shalo yavo uba. There's no geder around Eretz Yisrael that would block the waters from coming there. And the Rabban assumes Hashem wouldn't do such a nace to block the water. So what does it mean that there was no geshem there, no mabul? It means that there was no source of the mabul. It wasn't as ferocious. It wasn't as forceful there. So that's why the trees remained in Eretz Yisrael. But b'nei shelo yarad baretz ahi hageshem ha'shotef v'lo niftachu alei arubas ha'shamayim nishru b'ha'ilanos b'chal ha'olam nishru v'nekru b'mabul u'mitrozuzo. And the rest of the world, that's where the source of the mabul was, and that's why all the trees were broken there. And then he quotes the other Chazal, the Anitama, and I'm Matama by the other Medrash, which says that the tree came from Gan Eden. Mamara mi Gan Eden. Im kein lo yadanosh ekalamai me'al haaretz. Right? He says, Gan Eden, the tree came from Gan Eden, so how would that prove anything to Noach? If the leaf came from Gan Eden, so Gan Eden l'char is a place where the marble, the waters never, didn't even go through. Why? Because Sha'arav Skurim, that had gates around it. The head gates around this, therefore there was no Mayim there. Okay, that's what he quotes exactly, trying to figure out where was the Mabul and where did the water come from? Where did the water come from? Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? L'mishpachosehem. We're about the 15 lines up from the bottom. L'mishpachosehem yatsu minateva. They went out according to their families. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'mishpachosam v'lohem. Their families and not them. Difficult line to translate. You see on the side? Kasev haber sheva lo yodana pirusho. I don't know what this line means. Right? L'mishpachosam v'lohem. So just mention one shot of the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, what does it mean, L'mishpachosam v'lohem? He says that it means, that to the Yad Ramah. Remember, I didn't bring it. The Yad Ramah says, L'mishpachosam v'lohem means their families, meaning all the species, went out of the Teva. Everybody survived. V'lohem, they weren't exactly as they looked when they went in. After all, they had a different diet over this past year. They couldn't act like themselves during the whole year. So they all made it. They all survived. but they weren't exactly how they went in, which relates to the Gemara that we're about to see. That's the Arama. Amr of Chana bar Pizna. Amr le Eliezer l'shem Rabba. Eliezer, Avram's Eved, said to Shem, as in Shem the son of Noach. It says, everybody went out in their families. Atun heichan avisun. Where were you? It says, everybody went out according to their families. Where were you coming out of the teva? Amar lei, so Shem says, Tsar gadol hayolana b'teva. It wasn't so easy in the teva. It was a lot of pain. Bir yeshadak alachi lebiyom, echin alu bayom. Any animal that ate during the day, if you had to feed it during the day. Shadak alachi lebalayla, hechal nua balayla. Hai zakisa, lo havi yada abba, ma'achla. My father didn't know when the zakisa and what the zakisa eats. Right? Noach wasn't a zoologist, so he became one. But he didn't know what the zakisa ate. So, Yomachad, Havi Yasif Kapali Rimona. One day he was slicing a pomegranate. Nafal Tolasa Mina, he was checking it for bugs, obviously. You know, he was very frum. So he checked it for bugs. The Achla, and then a worm fell out, and the zakisa went and quickly ate it. Oh, so now Noach knew. Mikan Ve'eloch, Havi Gavi Lechizra. So from then on, he always mashed up bran. Ki Misla, Achla. And whenever it got wormy, he gave it to the zakisa. So he knew he liked wormy items. Again, feeding all these animals was not the easiest. Again, many of the Bali Musar say, Olam Chesed Yibana. There had to be a whole year of Chesed, Noach doing Chesed to all the animals around him. That's what kept the world going. Olam Chesed Yibana. The Meshech Chachma as well says this was Noach's Nisayon. Says the Meshech Chachma in Zayin Aleph. Iker HaNisayon Shal Kol HaNevraim Hoya Histapkus V'Kabolas Maras Minoach Ubanav. All the Nevraim had to accept authority of Noach, and v'chein nisayon shel Noach haya ha'amel v'hasavlanus l'chalkel kol minim shonim l'fi kal kalasam v'la'asos ritzonam. This was his nisayon. His nisayon. That you can't be imagined. Says the Meshech Chachma. V'lisbol terdasam mashalo yishu ar b'seichel. We can't even imagine having to feed every single animal. Can't imagine it. Can't imagine it, having to feed every single animal. How many, think of a big zoo, how many people are hired to feed the animals every day? How many people? Probably, for each animal, it's different people, every day. Like, one person doesn't have to do every feeding of every day, and they do a few people. So Noach and his family had to do every single animal. You can't imagine the science of the Meshech Chachma. Weiter, Aryeh Ishta Zinsa. The lion was sick the whole year. Right, so the lion had a fever, and that basically calmed it down. Because if it wouldn't have been calm, so you know that wouldn't have been good. Zina ishta, not less than six, and not more than 12. This is talking about days. Zina ishta, a fever will affect a being that it's in. So there was a special nesa that the lion was sick for so long, and it was the fever kept him in check, that he wasn't himself, and therefore he didn't attack. Avarshina. There was an animal called the Avarshina. Ashkechine Abba Degoni Besafra de Tevusa. My father found it that he was sitting in a corner in the room of the teva. Amalei Labas Mazone. Noach says, hey, you don't want to eat? I saw that you were busy. I said to myself, you know, why should I pain you? Oh, wait, whenever you get around to feeding me. Amalei Noach says, oh, Yehi Rava Dol Tamus. Should be Hashem's will. You're such a tzaddik. You didn't bother me. You saw I was busy. You should never die. Gives him a Arichas Yamin Bracha. Shenemar Vaomer Im Kini Egva. With my nest I will become old. Ukachol Arbe Yamim. And like sand, I will be marba yam. I will become great. Right? I will have many days. That is all the discussions of the teva of Noach. Right? That's all Dor HaMabul finished. There's one other ha'ara, and that is I saw in the Biuri Chasidus quotes related to this. Like we said before, the Nisayon, he quotes it from one of the rabbis, Likutei Sichas, really one of the rabbis. Kol Sipurim Elu, Hamesaprim Lanu Kan Chazal B'Gemara. All these stories about what Noach did and everything he had to do. Limud Gadol Heim, Lahadrich Es HaAdam, Eich Lavod Es HaShem. This teaches us how to serve Hashem. Kasher ha'ashgacha ha'el yonah matila ala adam shlichus b'suyemes. When Hashem puts upon us a certain shlichus, whatever the shlichus is, it might not be what we planned on doing. We might have planned on something, and now we're in a different situation. Al yirta mishuminiya ha'alulo la'akev osomi l'kayim shlichuso. We shouldn't say, I can't do this shlichus. This is not what I planned to do. This is not what I wanted to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what my shlichus is. I have a little ashtablos, but then he decides. If Noah, in tzaddik tamim, he was a tzaddik tamim, and what did he have to do his whole year? He had to feed the birds. He had to feed the pigs. He had to feed all the animals. L'tapel ba'azanas ve'emas v'chayos, al yimsa shlichus l'achayiv. Still, what did he do? He did it himself. Va'afilu lo baludei banav, lo ya'acher es hashoh. And he did it all, you know, b'simcha v'ratzon. We don't see that Noah complained about it. He didn't complain about it. This is somebody who had a shlichus, and he took it upon himself to do it. Also related, doesn't come up in the Gemara here, discussion of size of the teva, which the Ramban also discusses. If you look at the size of the teva, says the Ramban, it's still unbelievable. It's impossible for all animals to be in that teva. We know exactly the dimensions of the teva, and it's impossible for all animals to be in there. So the Ramban says it must be that it was an ace. It was an ace, that even though these were the dimensions. He says, then the shaila is, so why do you have to build such a big one? Build a tiny one and have an ace. So you have to be mamayit an ace. But that is what the Rabbah discusses. Other mefarshim, the Nitziv says, no, maybe every animal, we have 10 different animals, but they're all one in species. Right? We don't see how they're all connected. But some animals are in the same homo, you know, category. So maybe, says the Nitziv, only the source category, one being from all these types of animals were there. And we don't know exactly what the source is of all animals, so that's why it was, that's what it means, it was how they all fitted. Okay, anyway, next. Amar Chana Bar Livoi. Amar Shem Rabbi Eliezer. Once we're talking about conversations between them, there's another one. Shem says to Eliezer, Kiyasu Alaychu Malche Mizra Umayrov Atonecha Avidisu, when all the kings came. Right, when you Avram fought the kings, what were you doing? What happened exactly in that war? Amalei, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. Hashem brought Avraham, va'osvei mimine, and he put him on his right, kaviyachol, va'vishadin an afra, va'vicharbe, and he threw dirt, and it became swords. Gili, va'havigiri. He threw, gili is the shaft of the wheat, and it became arrows. Shenemar, mizbar lo David, no, mashem laduni, shev limini, ad ashis oivechol hadom l'raglecha. I'm going to make your enemy my footstool. Fixiv mi heir mi mizrach, who came from the east. That's Abraham. Tzedek yigreel l'raglo, I will call tzedek for him. Yitain lefanav goyim umlachim yard. Yitain ka'afar charbo kikash nidaf kashto. So you see from there the dirt and the becoming arrows, and the shaft becoming the dirt becoming swords, and the shaft becoming arrows. Okay, that came up because we were talking about Shem and Eliezer. So related to that, Nachem ish gamzu, havi rogil. What are the Nachem ish gamzu gemars? Havi rogil, tochol havi salkale. Everything that happened to him, Amar, gamzu latova. Everything he said gamzu latova. If you look in the Marsha here, he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, who says that Nachem ish gamzu was from a place called Gimzu. And that's how he got his name, Gamzu. The question is, what if it would be Nachem Gimzu? What about Nachem Ish Gamzu? Says the Marsha, no, he got his name. He said Gamzu Latova. That's why he said he got his name. He's taking all the fun out of the story, Rabbi Nachananel. Right? So he got his name because of Nachem Ish Gamzu. So the Marsha says, maybe it's because he wouldn't be called Nachem Gamzu. Right? What is called Nachem Ish Gamzu? Maybe it's a little of both. But the Marsha says, the Pasha says, why did he get his name? Al Hama'ora Hanira Rabbe Enei Kol Amar Gamzu Latova. I saw a ha'ara of the Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, one of the rebbes. Why is it that Nachem ish gamzu, everything that happened is gamzu l'tova? His Talmud Rabbi Akiva, who we know the story from Brachas, he was the one with the animal and the chicken and the light who couldn't get into the town, and he had to stay out of the town, and the light blew out, and the chicken died, and the horse died. I know the whole story there. Rabbi Akiva always said, kol davar rachman l'tav avid. Right, everything that happened is always l'tav. So that was his Talmud. What was the difference between Rabbi Akiva and and Nachamish Gamzu. Is there a difference? Called Avi Rachmana L'Tav Avid versus Gamzu L'Tova. So I saw one of the, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, says the maybe the difference is Gamzu L'Tova means, let's start with Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva says, everything Hashem does is for the good. I don't understand this for the good now. Right now it looks bad to me. But you know what? I'm sure it's going to be for the good. It's going to turn into good. Called to Avid Rachmana, anything Hashem does, L'Tav Avid, He does for the good. And even though it's bad now, it's going to turn out, is going to turn out good. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Nachmanish Gamzu was an even higher level. Gamzu Latova. Right now, there is no bad. It's not bad. We can't even be masig that level. That's an even higher level of Rabbi Akiva. So that's the difference between the told us Yaakov Yosef. That's who says it. So in fact, I was in a car, somebody's car 2 weeks ago, and I heard 2 minutes of a shir. And the Rav Avram Shor on this Gemara in Brachis quoted this idea, and he said maybe that's quoted from somebody. He says maybe that's the difference why Nachamish Gamzu is in Hebrew. It's in Lashon HaKodesh, Gamzu Latova, or Rabbi Akiva is in Aramaic. Kol David Rachmana Latav Avid. What's the difference? Because Aramaic, Targum, symbolizes Nistar, what's hidden. It's the translation, it's the Targum. Lashon HaKodesh symbolizes clarity. That's the essence. That's the language the Torah was written in. It's Lashon HaKodesh. That's clarity. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't see it's good now. Right? It's not clear now. It'll be good. But right now, I don't see it as that. That's why it's in Lashon Targum. It's in Lashon Aramaic. Masha'en came when it comes to Hebrew, when it comes to Nachamish Gamzu, he says Gamzu L'Tov in Hebrew. Because it's clear. He had such clarity that even right now was good. So that's why he says Gamzu L'Tova, that's the difference in Lashon and the difference in language that nobody would ever pick up on. Why is one in Aramaic and one in Hebrew? But that's the difference. Okay. Weiter. Yomachah. So one day, Bo Yisrael the street, Doron the Kesar. One day the Jews wanted to send a treasure, a present to the Caesar. Amri Bahadiman Nishadah. Who should we send it to? With. Nishadah Badi Nachamish Gamzu. Let's send it with him. To Malubar Benisim who? Well, because he's Malum Arias, he always has Nisim done. If a Nis needs to take place, a Nis will happen for him. Kimatala Hudi Yura, he came to an inn, Boil Mavis, he wanted a rest for the night. Amrile Mai Ika Bahadach. So they said, Nu, what's in the suitcase? Amar Lahu, Kama Vilna, Kargala Kesar, I'm bringing taxes, I'm bringing a present to the Caesar. Kama Balaila, Sharinu Lasifta. What happened? They came during the night, they opened up his box, the shackle called to Havigabe, they took whatever was in there, maybe it was jewels, whatever it was. Umalinu Afra, they filled it with dirt. Kimata Lahasa, when it came to the Caesar, Ishtaka Khafra, they found it was just dirt. Amar Achuche, Kamachaychi, Biyuhudoi. The Jews are making a mockery of me. They're bringing me dirt. Afkula Miktale, they brought him out to kill him. Amar Gamzu Latova. They said it's all okay. Us Eliyovi Idmiluchan Minam. Eliyo Anavi came and he dressed up like one of them. Amar Lahu, he said, Dilmahai Afra may Afra Davram Avinu. The Havi Shadi Afra Havi. But maybe this is Avram Avinu dirt. And when they threw it, Harvi became swords. Gili Havi Giri. Maybe it's that dirt. So what? Baduk Vashmo, they said, let's check it out. Va'ashkechu hachi, let's see if it's true. Havi mechuzah delo havi kol yachli leil mechbeshei. There was a little town that they have had for years. They were having trouble to conquer. Shadu miyahu afra alei v'kafshua. They threw the dirt on it, and they were able to subdue it. Ailu ala beginaz. They said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." They didn't say Baruch Hashem. Gamzu L'Tova said Baruch Hashem. He brought him into the treasure house. Amri shkol denichalacha. Take whatever you want. Malya l'sifta dava. They filled the box with gold. And he said, thank you very much. Ki hadar asa. So when he left, he came back to the same inn, right? He knew Avram, he was like Avram Avinu. Right? He went back to the same inns that he went on the way there. Amru le hanach de yure, my antis, lebe malka, knew. What happened? What'd you bring? Amru lehu, my deshakli mihacha antu yilahasam. Whatever I took from here, I brought there. So whatever it was. So shakli ino, they said, really? So they took the dirt themselves. Antu lahasam, they brought it there, and nothing worked. Kaslinu le hanach de yure. So they met their fatal end. They met their fatal end. Period. Gamzu L'Tova. Gamzu L'Tova. The Margolis Hayam discusses, how could he be so mechalanes? L'chora he knew. L'chora he knew that the dirt was in there, no? So how could he be so mechalanes that something was going to happen? Right? Even if you're a melumad benisim, could you be so mechalanes? So the Margolis Hayam quotes a pshat from the brother of the Maharal Miprag. The brother of the Maharal, Reb Chaim, he quotes, how could it be so much on the nays? So he quotes a kavana. No. Shachasar azen nasan alibo. Shagamze shenignav. Masha haya beteva hilatova. He says everything is Latova. Why? Because I'm bringing a present to the king. You think the king needs anything from the Jews? The king has everything. So anything from the Jews is going to be worthless to him. So just because this was stolen, that would also be denes. Meaning we're just doing our ishtavus. It's not like we're accomplishing anything. So what are you bringing anything from? So he took the fact that Hashem took it from him and put dirt in there. He took it as the message as, you know what it must be? It must be that Hashem just wants me to act like dirt in front of the king. That's what it must be. Because that's what he laharos. Shein tzarech lefnei ha-melech rak b'hachna'a b'shiflus. U'bazeh yimtzachein b'ni ha-melech. That's what it must be. So when he came in front of the king, he starts talking about... So he's talking about what? He must have... How did Eliyahu Navi come? He must have mentioned, you know, I'm like dirt in front of you. Anochi Afra Va'efer. He started talking like Avram Avinu. And that's what put it into the mind of him to listen to Eliyahu Navi. Anochi Afra Va'efer. Hey, he's like Avram Avinu. Oh, so maybe the dirt's going to be like Avram Avinu. So it wasn't a nace. He just took this as a... He didn't know what was going to happen. He just took that as a sign that was supposed to act like dirt. He's supposed to act like nothing in front of the king. And that's what let the nace took place. That's the, but it's not that he relied, not like he relied on the nace, but it was all about the shiftless that was required. And that's why when the other people came back, the officers didn't act like shvelim. They didn't act like lowly people when they came back. So therefore, that is why it didn't work the next time. Didn't work the next time. Okay, but that's Gamzu L'Tov. Weiter. Remind me at the end, if we have time, the Miftam Eliyahu has a piece on the in Chelek Aleph, right at the beginning, about this story a little bit as well. That is, what gave Nachum the power to have this attitude. Okay, two dots. So that was all the Dor HaMabo with a little extension of Nachum Ish Gamzu and Avraham because of Eliezer and Shem. Dor HaFlaga, in Lam Chelek Olam Haba. So the Dor HaFlaga doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, the door of the Migdal Bavel. My Ovid, what exactly did they do? Not exactly 100% clear what they did in the text. So Amri Debei Rabbi Sheila, Nivne Migdal, Vinala Rekia, let's go up to, they said, let's build a tower, go up to heavens, Vinake Oso Bakardumos, and hit the heavens with axes, Kadeshi Azuba Memov. So he could control the rain? No, we'll break down the heavens. We'll break down the heavens, and therefore the rain will come through. Machwali b'marava. They laughed at this in Marava. Right? Who is that? So you look back. Remember the last Amud, back in the first parak, had a whole list of phrases throughout Shas and which rabbis they were. So you look back. Machwali b'marava. That was a certain rabbanim that always said that. That's it's alluded to. So Machwali b'marava. Im kain livnu echad b'tura. If it's true that they wanted to get into the heaven and knock it, so why didn't they build the tower on a mountain? Why they built it in the Amek? They should have built it on a mountain. So Amar Birmiya Bar Elazar, Nechlu Gimel Kitos. Really, it was split up into three groups. Achas Omeres Na'ala V'nei Shev Sham. One of them said, let's just build a tower and live up there. Let's live up in the sky. Number one. V'achas Omeres Na'ala V'nabal Avodas Gachav. And one said, let's go up and do Avodas Hara. V'achas Omeres Na'ala V'nasa Mochama. Let's fight God. Let's fight God. Zusha Omeres Na'ala V'nei Shev Sham Hefisam Hashem. The one who said, let's go and live there, Hashem scattered them. V'zusha Omeres Na'ala V'nasa Melchama. According to the one who said, let's go up and make war. Na'ase Kufim V'ruchos V'shedim V'leilim. They became monkeys and winds and demons. That's what they became. We'll get back to that. V'zusha Omeres Na'ala V'nabod Avodas Gochavim. According to the one who said, Avodas Zara. Kisham Balal, Hashem Svas Kalaretz, Hashem scattered them and made them become unable to communicate with each other. Tanya, let's just continue for a minute. Rabbi Nasan Amar, Kul on the Sheva Avodah Gochavim is Kavna. They all will Sheva Avodah Zara. Ksiv Hacha Nasal on Hashem, V'ksiv Hasav Shem Elohim Achim, Lo Saskiru, same word shame. Malahal on Avodah Gochavim, Afkan Avodah Gochavim. They were all Kineger Avodah Zara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Migdal, the whole tower, Shlish Nisraf, a third of it, the top third was burned. Shlish Nivlah, the bottom third just got swallowed up. It sunk into the ground. And Shlish Kayim, the middle third was Kayim, to leave a remembrance for them. Amar Rav, Avir Migdal Meshacheach. Rav says, even Bizman Azeh, if you go near the Tower of Bavel, wherever it is, it causes you to forget things. The atmosphere around it is Meshacheach, it causes you to forget things. That's the nature, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu made it happen around there. Amar Rav Yosef, Bavel, Ubursif Simin Rav Torah. They're these two little towns of Bavel and Bursif, they're Simin Ra, my Bursif, Amar Avasi, Bor Shafi. It's like an empty pit. Like an empty pit that everything is forgotten. Okay. 2 points. One, the general point. There's a thought I saw in the name of the Divrei Yirmiyahu. Divrei Yirmiyahu is also one of the there's a Sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu on the Rambam, but he has a pshat in this on these three opinions, and that is he says the chait of the Dor HaFlog is not mefurish b'Torah. As we know, the Gemara is wondering what the chait was, and the Mefarshim want to figure out exactly what the chait was. So he suggests as follows. Fascinating. Shekavanasam shel Boni HaMigdal. You know what the Boni HaMigdal wanted to do? They wanted to build a huge matseva as a remembrance for the Dor HaMavol. That was their tachlis. It's right after the Dor HaMavol. So that's what they wanted. They wanted to build a maskeras zikaron for the Dor HaMavol. And the sod zeh gilsalanu haTorah. But zeh shabanu HaMigdal, why they build it be'eretz shinar b'bikah? Well, like it says, they were all ninar, all the Meisei Mavol, where Ninar there. That's exactly where they ended up. So that's what Dafka they wanted to build a matseva. And the Shaila is, there were three groups of them. What's the best matseva? What's the matseva? What should you write on the matseva? On the big tower. B'nei Shem, Asher B'nei Mayu Bagam Avram Avinu, the good guys, the B'nei Shem Avram Avinu, they wanted to write, you should write on there something to the effect that Hashem brought a Mabel. I should write a Bible and punish these people, and that's the zikaron that should be mentioned, right? You should write on the Migdal Hashem l'mabul yashav, Yeshev Hashem melech liolam. That's what you should say. Yeshev Hashem al kisei din lishbor et haaretz, and that's what it says. Nala v'neshev shame. Let's v'neshev nasa. Let's make a Migdal v'neshev, and let's write, have a yeshiva there l'farsem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right, mabul yashav. That's what it means. Hashem, the Katsri, the second group were the Bnei Cham. They said, let's make Nasa Milchama. What is Milchama? V'nasa, let's make a tower that says Milchama on it. What does that mean? Because the Mabel, it was probably a fight amongst all the gods. It was a fight amongst all the gods. They all fought and there was whole destroyed all the world. And the Elil, the god of the water, won. So that's what you should write. Make a myth, Nala V'nasa, let's make a Shelet that says Milchama. There was a war here between all the gods. And finally, that with the Kachlishis, the Bnei Yefes, Afilu Sofim, Bahamaskilim, they said, no, you know why the Mabel happened? Not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. Not because all the gods fought amongst themselves. No, it was Teva, it was this type of, the orbits of the stars caused this to happen, right? It was the Mahalach of the Kochavim. It was the Avoda of all the Kochavim that occurred. It was, that's whether you write on the Shalat. What does it mean, Avodas Kochavim? It was the Avoda of all the Kochavim, all the stars. That it was nature. The three reasons, three svaras of why the Mabel happened. Was it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Was it all the gods were fighting with each other? Or was it nature? Right, these were the three. And therefore it says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that no. What's the answer? Spread them all out. Spread them all out to the world, and everybody from the world should know what happened. Should be Marbitz the Marbits this act. Okay, number one. Number two, the most fascinating thing we're gonna, interesting ha'ara we're gonna make today, and that is, this is the anti-evolution Gemara. We do not believe in evolution, Chaman al-Itzlan, about animals ever becoming people. We do believe in the opposite, though. People becoming animals. On a spiritual level, for sure. How many people throughout history have become animals? Hitler, Yimach Shemo, was a more animal than person. Right? That's many people throughout history. But here it says specifically that the umos, we find all these animals, so that's all these connections between animals and people, cavemen, whatever, gorillas. Here it is. Animal, the people became animals. And that's what the Sharm Sion Balacha quotes from the Sefer Shevet Musar. He says, when we see v'kol ma sheroim she'ose ha'adam, Haim osim kamohu mishum shemevakshim lihidamos l'mashahayu tchila. Whenever we see an animal act like an ape, act like a person, that ape, it's really because they're trying to go back to what they were. They're trying to go back to what they were. They reach up, they stand up, they walk because they're trying. They're going back to what they were earlier in history. And that's said by the Melech Shlomo. If you look at the Melech Shlomo in Kilayim. In Kilayim, in the end of Pesachas Kilayim, in Parachas, it's talking about all different animals. Is this a behemoth? Is this a chaya? It makes a difference for Kilay behemoth. You're allowed to put them on the same coach. So the Gemara there says that a peel and a kof are a chayos. So l'may nafkamina, why do we care if they're a chayos or behemoth? It's a peel and a kof. Right, Malazalash Meinan. So the Malach Shlomo there, one of the first from the bottom of the Mishnayos. V'shamati mipi chacham chasin mekubo rabbeni Meshulam, that it says in Brachos and Dafnun Ches, if you see a peel or a kof, you have to say a kof is a monkey. A kof is a monkey, a peel is an elephant. If you see a peel or a kof, you have to say Baruch Mishana Habrios. So ask this Mekubal, why dafka those animals? Why an elephant and a kof and a monkey that say Mishana Habrias? Explains Rabbeinu Meshulam, because those animals, there's another measure about elephants, but those are the animals that used to be people. Such a strange looking animals. He says, all animals look, what, a zebra is not Mishana Habrias? Every animal is Mishana Habrias. No, the point is that here HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana the Brios. He was Mishana, they used to be people, and he made them into animals as a punishment. That's why dafka by kufim and by elephants also is, he quotes there, there's connections between elephants and people, maven lasha b'nei adam. And he says, that's why dafka, that's the Gemara Mishana Abrius, by those animals. And that's why here in this Mishnah, you have to taste a minchaya, because don't think that it still has any vestige of an adam and they're not, and it's mitami ba'ohel. No, no, they're chayas. Doesn't matter what they were at the beginning. Right now they're chayis. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah in Kelayim, Perches, Mishnah above. Malach Shlomo on the bottom of the Gemara. Okay, here we go. Let's continue. So that took care of the marble and the haflaga. Now we get into stone. Anchi stone in lamchelakol mabab. Now the rest of the daf is for about stone. Tanur Rabbanan. Anchi stone in lamchelakol mabab. Anchi stom, don't go to Olam Haba. Shneim Rav Anchi stom, ra'im b'chatoim la'Hashem ma'od. Ra'im ba'Olam Hazeh, v'chatoim la'Olam Haba. Amar Rav Yehuda, ra'im b'gufam, v'chatoim b'mamonam. Ra'im b'gufam, they're right in their physical guf. They did have averes dechsev, ve'eich e'eseh hara'ah ha'gadolah hazos. By Yosef HaTzadik, he says, how can I do this v'chatasi l'elokim? You see the lashon of Ra there by physical averus. V'chatoim b'mamonam dechsev v'hayi b'chachay. Talks about it by shvita, by not fulfilling the regular mitzvahs of shvitas k'safim, right? So that's the v'hayi b'chachay. L'Hashem, the next word in the pasuk, zuberchaz Hashem, they used to curse God. Ma'od shemiskavnim v'chotim. B'masisa tana, ra'im b'mamonam, the opposite, v'chatoim b'gufam. Same drasha, but from opposite words. Ra'im b'mamonam dechsev v'ra einecha incha ba'achicha ha'abyon, you don't give staka. V'chatoim b'gufam dechsev v'chatasi levokim. L'Hashem zuberchaz Hashem, ma'od zeshvichas damim, that's murder. Shenemar gam dam naki shafach menashe harbei ma'od v'gomer. Tana Rabbanan. Stone also had tremendous gifts from Hashem, and they abused it. They had bread, and instead it became fire. Makom sapir avaneha. It had jewels as its stones. Right, the roads were lined with jewels. V'afru zavlo, nativ lo yidao ayit. There were no robbers there. It was beautiful before v'loshes safasu ayin, and there was no ayin v'loshes safasu ein ayah, and there was no ayin ra there. There was nothing. Lo hidrichuhu b'nei shachatz. Animals weren't walking around there. Lo ada alav shachal. Lions didn't become wild there. Right, everything was beautiful. They had everything. So they said to themselves, Amru, if we have everything, we don't want anybody else here. What do we need guests for? They just want to take our money. So ba'u unishakach toras regal me'artzeinu. Let us make laws so there's no guests. Shedemar, because they wanted to keep all the goodness they had for themselves. Shedemar paratz nachal miimgar. They broke through. The river breaks through from the imgar, from the nation living there. Hanishkachim mini regal. Right, that's the drasha. They forgot those who walked in. Dalu me'enosh na'u. Right, they forgot, they made poor the people who were traveling. Darash Rav Amai dechsev ad ana tohosesu al ish teratzchu kolchem kikir natui. Right, they kill them like by a leaning wall. Geder hadechuya, by the broken gate. So what did that mean? Darshin it by stone. They went and found the rich person. They put him against a wall that was leaning. And then they pushed the wall on them and killed him. And they took their money. Right? There were rules in stone. Somebody dies, you can take their money. That's what they used to do. They used to kill the rich people. They dug at night their houses. They sealed themselves in by day. And again, they used to look at the rich people. They used to give them, the rich people used to give them sweet-smelling spices, very strong spices, which they knew that the rich people would consider valuable and put it in their treasure houses. The next day, that night, they went and they were like dogs. They smelled out, they sniffed out where these spices were, and in that way they were able to find the riches, the treasure houses. Shenemar, Yeshuva la'ereb, Yehemu kakelav, Yisovavu yir, and they'll come and they'll surround the city, Uba'im b'chotrim shav, and also mamon, and they should take their money, but also mamon, right. Arunetviter, Arum Yalinu. They used to be sly. They used to Yalinu, or even literally naked. They used to leave their guests. Mibali lavush, the ink sus bakara, no clothing in the cold. Chamor yisomim yinago. They used to take the donkeys of the orphans. Yach belushar almana, the ox of the almanas. They used to take as a collateral. Gvulos yasigu, eder gazlu vayiru. Even though this pasuk is not about them specifically, but we darshan it related to them. Vehu lekfaros kivros yuval. They'll be led to the grave. Vial gadish yishkod. Darsh of Yosi bar Tzipori. Rav Yossi used to darshan. After that, he said this drasha, that this is what they used to do they used to go at night, they used to give the spices. So after in Ahilel, Yotlas me amachtarta b'tzipori. After he gave this drasha in Tzipori, that night there were 300 break-ins in Tzipori. Because all the Ganavim heard this great, great trick from Rav Yossi in the Shir, this is what the Achisom used to do. So they did it! They did it! Also, become a Tzari late. So the next day, all the people in Tzipori came to Rav Yossi. So what do you do? You helped with the Ganavim. Amrulay. They said, Yahavis Archal Ganve. You gave away to the Ganavim. Right? I can't believe you did that. You gave them great ideas. Amr Lahu, Miyavi Adana Dasu Ganvi. How did I know the Ganavim were going to come to Shir? Right? How did I know they're going to come to Shir? I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? Right? And by the way, I said that they don't have a Chedek in Olam Haba. So what? So how can I be such a person who I'm discussing the Anshi Stone that don't have Olam Haba, and I'm discussing what they did, and then they do it. And they do it. The Magalias Hashas also quotes someone also that says that maybe he was giving him a little musr. Why weren't you at the shir? If you would have been at the shir and heard this, then you would have taken precautions against this. Why do you take these spices? So that's why he's giving them a little musr as well. The word just ends off. He called Noach Nafshi the Rav Yossi. When Rav Yossi died, Shafi Marzavei de Tzipori Dama. The gutters of Tzipori flowed with blood. What does that mean? The Ben Yoyada says that a few pshatim. He says first, maybe it means that it's just to show that even though they screamed at Rav Yossi was from Tzipori and they really loved him so much. And when he died, they felt so bad. It was like a piece of all of them died. There was so much blood in Tzipori. It was like flowing from the gutters. Or of course, maybe there was an ace. Maybe it was raining at the time of the Levaya. And, Hashem made a change to blood. Lichvodo. For his coven. But that's what he says. Okay, weiter. Now the next 25 lines or so, we have the different rules of what they had in stone. What were some laws in stone? So very illogical, Amri, or very achzari, Amri. The islechat Torah marichayom. Whoever has an ox has to graze the oxen one day a week. The lesle liri treyom. He has no oxen 2 days. Even though, just the opposite, the Arama says, if you have one ox, you're already grazing your ox, so it's no big deal to graze another ox. If you have no oxen, you can't make a living. You have to make a living some other way, and they forced you to graze to double. Hahu Yoma Baramasa. So one time, there was a certain orphan, it was his day. Havale Torah Lemari. They gave him all oxen to graze. So what did he do? Azal Shaklinu Vakatlinu. He took him and he killed him. He killed the oxen. Amalahu, he says to the, they said to him, I'm saying, or he said to them, "To isle Torah Dishko Chad Mashka, to lesle Torah Dishko Shrei Mashka." I'm just following the rules. So whoever had one ox takes one skin. Whoever had no oxen takes two skins. I'm taking two hides. Thank you very much. So he says just the opposite. So Amulei my hide. Why is this? I'm a Lusof. Did he get Tchilas Dina? It's just like the beginning of the din. Ma Tchilas Dina Disle Torah Miri Chad Yoma, to lesle Torah Miri Chad Trei Yomei. Afsof Dina Disle Chad Torah Lemishkal. Chad, the lesle tura lishkal trey. So I'm just following your dinim. Fine. Next rule that they had: to avar ma b'mavra nesiv chad zuza. Whoever took the bridge paid one zuz as a toll. To lo avar b'mavra nesiv trey. If you didn't, but you forced yourself to swim across because you didn't want to pay the toll, you have to pay two. To havile dora delivni. Whoever had a row of bricks Asu kol chad v'chad, shakli chad. Everyone came along and took one brick from this brick producer. Amale anachad shakli, and he said, I only took one. What's the big deal? But they all came and took until he had none. Right? The fiendishness of Sodom was that they had laws. They had laws to call themselves a lawful society. But look at the laws, right? How many times, right? Just look, think back to Germany. They had laws too. They had laws. They thought of themselves as very, very misudar, right? Rahman al-Islam, it was, their laws. Their laws. Tahabi shadi tumi oshamchi, the same thing. If somebody, has garlic and, or onions, also go chad v'chad, shokol chad, do armalei, I'm not chad and shakli. I'm only taking one, what's the big deal? And they all took until the guy had nothing left. Arba dani hayu b'stom. There were four judges in Sodom. Shakrai, v'shakrurai, zaifi, u'matzlidina. Those were the four judges. D'machi lele, it's, d'chavre, there was more laws. Right? Each of these names, are meaningful. The shak, I'm going to the sheker judge. Right? This is another rule. D'machi lele, it's d'chavre. If anybody hit their friend's wife, u'maplele, and caused her to miscarry, armele, they said to him, yavi nile, d'nabri nilech. Okay, they said to the husband who just lost his baby, you have to give your wife to the guy who killed your baby so that he can impregnate your wife so you can get your baby back. Right, that was the law. Depasik lay lu'udne dechamram dechavre. If anybody cut off the ear of their friend's donkey, amrulay, the rule was, they said, havenile adekadcha, give the donkey to him until the ear grows back. He gets to keep the donkey. The padle lechavre, if somebody hit their friend and caused it, wounded him, amrile, they said, havli agwa, the shaka lechadama, you have to pay him because he bloodlet for you. So he caused you to bleed, so you have to pay him. You have to pay him. The avar b'mavar yav arba zuze, the avar b'mai yav timne zuze, as we said before, whoever took a bridge paid 4 zuz, whoever swam through it paid 8 zuz. Zimnachada asahu koveis, ikola hasam. One time there was a certain launderer that visited there, he didn't know the laws. Amr lehavdal zuze, he said, pay 4 zuz. Amr lohu anabamaya avri. What do you mean, I swam through? So Amr le, okay, imkid haftamanya, the avar b'maya. Okay, so pay 8. Lo yav, he didn't give him. So padua, they hit him. Azakami the diners, they came in front of the judges. Amalei, Havli Agha, the Shaka the Chadama. So he says, okay, now you have to pay both. You have to pay because they hit you. So you have to pay him for that. They bloodlet for you. Vitabanya Zuzi, Davis Mamaya, and also pay the 8 because you swam through the water. So he wasn't as smart as the following. Eliezer, the Avid Abraham, Mr. Amihasam, one time Eliezer, Evid Abraham, happened there. Padui, they beat him up. They caused him to bleed. Azakami Dina, he came in front of the judge. Amarle, Havli Agra the Shakal Chadama, you have to pay them. They bloodlet for you. So Eliezer, Shakal Galala Padyoi. So what happened? He took a rock and he threw it at the judge. And he caused the judge to bleed. Ihu Ladina. So Amar Mayhai, he said, what do you do that for? Amarle says, Agra, Dinafakli Minach, Havni Alelahai. Meanwhile, okay, now you owe me money. So you know what? So you pay them instead. The Zuzi Didika the Kaimi Kaimi. My wallet says where it is. That's what Eliezer took the law into his own hands, and he got them, played their game. Havi lohu puraisa, they had a bed, famous, Abu Magnele Orchid, they had a bed that they also always used to put guests in. Kimarich Geizile, if the bed was too long, if the guest was too long for the bed, they used to chop off their legs to fit him into the bed. Kigutz maskinle, and if it was too short, they used to stretch them. Meaning that, I mean, this can be literal, obviously, but also can be figuratively, they force you to fit into their laws. Eliezer, Evad Avraham, Ikla Lahasam, one time Eliezer went there, Amrule, Kum Goni Aporya, they said, please go into the bed. Amalahun, Nidra Nidri Minyoma Debisas Ima. No, I made a nether from the time that Ima, they say Sarah died, Loganina Baporya, I never slept on a bed. I never slept on a bed. Since Sarah died, that was the way that he got out of sleeping on the bed. Rav Nevinzal in Bamidbar, in page Reish Chaf, he says, figuratively, maybe they chopped the person to fit into the bed. The bed was their life. That was their life. Everybody that came, they fit into their life. Right? All the Torah, he says, the message is for us is that, do we chop the Torah to fit into our lives? Do we chop our lives to fit into the Torah? I mentioned before in the past, the vart from Rav J.J. Schachter, who mentioned Koveya Itim La Torah. Are we Koveya the Torah to the Itim or the Itim to the Torah? We have to be Koveya Itim La Torah. We have to set our lives to what the Torah wants. We can't set the Torah to where it fits into my life. It's exactly what Rav Nevinzal says on this line of the Gemara. Right? What does it mean? They chopped the person to the bed. They chopped the Torah the guest. The Torah was the guest in their lives to fit into their life. This was a special, terrible thing that they used to do. Whenever a poor person came, they gave the poor person money. They wrote their name on the coin that the money that they gave him, so they could get it back later. They all gave him plenty of money, but they wouldn't sell him bread. So he had all this money, but it was worthless to have the money there. And once, finally, when he starved to death, they came, oh, tisk, tisk. He died. Well, we did what we had to do. We gave him money, and they came and they took back their money. This was the rule that they made. Whoever invited somebody to a party, then they lose their shirt. So that's what they said. You lose your clothes if you invite anybody. There was one time there was a party. Eliezer came to the party. They didn't give him any bread. When he came to the Suda, he sat at the end of the table. Who invited you here? So Amrlay, Lahudi Yosef, Atazimatim. He says to the guy sitting next to him, you invited me. Amar, Dilmashami B Danaz Minte, Umashakale Mani Dai Gabra. Oh my goodness, maybe they're gonna hear him, they're gonna believe me. So he ran out. Shaka Glima Hahudi Yasav Gabebra. The guy took his shirt, he didn't want to lose his shirt, and he ran out. And then Eliezer said to the next guy, say next to him, you invited me. And he said that to every single person in the party, until they all left. Then he had a nice big meal. Right? He kept saying to each of them, and they all ran out. Famous story, a little girl. She used to hide bread in a pitcher, and she used to give it to the poor people. They realized what happened. They covered her in honey, and they put her on the top of a wall. And then they left her for the bees. And the bees devoured her. Not just Rabba, but Reba, the young girl. Right? This was that stone. Stone was, that's why the stone was destroyed. Mamish destroyed because of these types of laws that they used to have. This week's parsha. Adas Korach, Elam Chayel Golam Abba. Shenemar v'tchas aleim ha'aretz ba'olam hazeh v'yevdu mitoch ha'kahol ba'olam haba. The Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Adas Korach doesn't go to olam haba. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, aleim ha'omar kasuv, Hashem mimisum chayeh, morid she'ol v'yo'ov. They do have olam haba. And again, Tanur Rabbanan, Adas Korach elam chayel golam haba, shenemar v'tchas aleim ha'aretz ba'olam hazeh v'yevdu mitoch ha'kahol ba'olam haba. Did Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, Harehin Ka'aveda HaMispakeshes. No, they're like a lost object that is sought afterwards. Shedemar Ta'isi Kise Oved, Bakesh Avdecha, Ki Mitzvosecha Lo Shachachti. Because your mitzvahs I did not forget, meaning Adis Korach does get that Olam Haba. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. And Be'ez Hashem, then we'll get into Korach. The discussion of Korach. That'll be better tomorrow as we continue in these last couple of dafim in Parachelik. Tomorrow we get to the next Mishnah, the Ten Shvatim, as we continue getting into the Irani, the last three blad are Irani Dacha stories. Yeah, I forgot to mention yesterday that the bottom of Kuf Zayin Mabez, that's another part of the edited out versions. See the big space on Kuf Zayin Mabez on the bottom, that's again another Yeshu Gemara, about five lines. If you look in the Biri Hadaf, has those four or five lines about a story, because there it talks about the Chote Umachthias Arabim. Right, that's what the connection to Yeshu is. That was on Kuf Zayin Amabez. That's the third Gemara we had. Kuf Zayin Amabez, and we had back on Daf Samach Zayin, was the other one, and the earlier one was on Daf Mem Gimel. So Mem Gimel, Samach Zayin, and Kuf Zayin are the three Gemaras that were edited out. Okay, we'll stop here.